Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. On the show now, legendary Billy Joel saxophonist Richie Cannata. He's playing with the Lords of 52nd Street, Billy Joel's original band, at the Richfield Playhouse tonight. Good morning, Richie. Welcome back to the show.
How you guys doing up there?
We're doing great. Knock on wood.
Yes.
No, it's been a great run. We've been here now 16 years next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? As we said.
Wow.
Yeah.
The management said, too.
Tell us about when you joined Billy Joel's band. How did that happen?
Very simply, it was I was called to do a session. It was Sesame Street, and it was called The Meter, The Leader, and The Gram. And it was over at NYIT out on Long Island, if you guys remember.
Yeah.
And I went there as an overdub player, and the day before, Liberty and Doug had done the basic track. And the engineer was Doug's brother, Al Stegmeier. And he said, my brother just joined this guy, Billy Joel, and they're looking for a saxophone player that plays keyboards. And I said, well, I do that. And I kind of knew of Billy because he had Piano Man out a couple of years before. And so I knew of him, but I didn't think I'd be able to fit into a band like that. It was like, you know, how's Harry Chapin going to hire a sax player here? You know?
Right, yeah.
Right.
So, but they came to see me play. Doug Stegmeier was the musical director. He loved what I did. And he and Billy and a couple of the guys said, why don't you come to Ultrasound Studios and to hear a recording session that we're doing. That was in Hempstead, if you remember that.
Yep.
And so I walked in there, and they would do an Angry Young Man, and I went, wow, this is not Piano Man. These guys are rocking out. And then Billy took me into the control room and said, I would love for you to join our band, and would you play on this track? And he played me the basic track for New York State of Mind.
Wow.
And now, years later, I'm doing this interview with you.
Yeah.
That's See insane. That? So your first sax part with Billy Joel was that, New York State of Mind.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Then we went to... And then we went out to Colorado, Netherland, Colorado. Billy and I did our parts, vocals and saxophone, out there. And the first one I played on was New York State of Mind.
Now, one of the city's greatest anthems and
Seriously.
Tributes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of spread throughout America. It's more attached to the Northeast, you know, our area. But it's kind of like... What was the song that I left my heart in San Francisco? Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Was it Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett, yeah, like exactly.
Right? So you kind of embraced that, although it didn't say I didn't left my heart in, you know, in New Haven. It said I left my heart in San Francisco. You still embraced it. That's what's happened to New York State of Mind.
That song, that sax piece is so iconic. How does that work? Does Billy say, just play over this? Or do you, is there music written?
I get asked this question almost once or twice a week. What had happened was this, and this is why the beauty of this music and why we're talking about it so many years later. We had a bunch of guys in the room. Billy was smart enough to have just enough what he needed, and then he hired us. And the word hired is kind of weird, but we all joined together to play our parts. Liberty made up those drum parts. I made up all the sax parts. You know, Doug Stegmeier did the bass parts, and Russell did whatever they did. It wasn't a lot of guitar in these records, but he did a lot of the sounds and things like that. So to answer the question, no, there was no music. It came from my head. CNC Italian Restaurant and all those clarinet parts and tenor parts and all the solos on all the songs came from us as players. That's why it's such a beautiful thing. It's a composition with real musicians playing this music.
We're talking to Richie Cannata, legendary Billy Joel saxophonist. He's playing with other Billy Joel band members tonight at the Richfield Playhouse, the Lords of 52nd Street.
That is one of my, and I'm not just saying it because I'm doing this interview, one of my favorite places to play. I played there many, many years ago with Al Jardine, with the Beach Boys family and friends. Paul Schaefer sat in with us. I played there with Bernie Williams, and we've had so much success up there because every time we play up there with Bernie, we also do a softball game.
Right, nice.
And last year, we had... some ringers with us and
like Bernie?
Mariano Rivera.
Bernie would be a ringer.
What?
Bernie was the biggest ringer, but Mo came.
Oh.
And he played first base. And of course, you know what happened with him the last couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you look at our Facebook page, you know, we took pictures. Mo was my best buddy because, you know, I was like, musicians and athletes are frustrated with each other. I would love to play second base for the Yankees, and Mo would love to play drums or guitar in our band. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So I'm going, oh, my God, I'm sitting next to Mo. And he's going, oh, wow, I'm sitting next to Richie. And I'm like, Mo, you don't even know my name. No, I do.
He even said it.
That feels like an episode of The Simpsons where you come out to play softball and it's like, wow, that's Mo and that's right. Bernie Williams. I feel like we've been had here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, I had played the Star Spangled Banner for the Yankees, right, years ago. And I went into the dugout and I had known that Bernie was a guitar player and he dabbled, you know, so I thought, right? So I got done playing and he came over to me and that was one of those moments where, oh, my God, he knows me and, you know, because I'm a big Yankee geek. And so he said, let's make some music together. I said, oh, okay, you know, it's like, let me go hear what kind of music you have. And I went to his house and he had these incredible compositions that he wrote that were fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I became his musical director. So then I got attached to all the Yankee cool things to do for Joe Torre and David Wells. And
you're living the dream.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
You're talking about how the musicians would make their own parts in each song. And I heard Billy talk about Just the Way You Are, how Liberty did not want to play cocktail drums, and that's what changed the whole sound of the song. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and that was Phil Ramone. That was a moment that was pretty cool because it wasn't the style we thought we were going to be. Who knew what? We were in our 20s, right? But, yeah, that drum part got changed. Also, Only the Good Die Young, that got changed around a little bit. When we went into the studio every day, we went in 5 days a week, and, you know, we'd start out with something, and by the end of the day, we had almost a song completed. So it went through sometimes it went through a metamorphosis, and Billy would only have sometimes just the piano part, maybe not even the lyrics completed. So that's, again, the beauty of having Phil Ramone and the band there with ideas, you know, and everyone had a valid idea. And who knew if they were going to work, but the test of time is, I guess it did work. You know,
it did.
50 million records later.
Apparently so, yeah.
And what happened with you guys? How come he wouldn't have you guys do something with him at Madison Square Garden? Is there tension there or?
It's not for me to talk about. I have zero tension with Billy. He is my friend. I love him dearly. He lives one town from me. We share a cigar store in Glen Cove. I have gone back and played with him. I did a tour back in 2006. We did 12 nights in Madison Square Garden, and I did the Millennium with him. There's been some tension with other band members. I think that's all gone now as we get older.
Right.
But I can't answer the question why he wouldn't invite those other guys back, but I got a feeling someday soon it's going to happen. I hope so. You know, just to let our fans know that we're just a bunch of guys from Long Island that had a whole bunch of fun and made some records. You know? And
yeah.
The fans would like to see that. As good as his band is now, and you know, I know some of them and they're great. The fans would like to see that.
Yeah.
You know, they get a chance.
Remember that those guys are playing our parts.
That's true.
Right.
Yep.
And we're still alive, and I hope you guys come to the show at the Richfield Playhouse because you'll see us play these parts with aggression. You're gonna freak out to see Liberty play the way he plays. He's playing it now like he was 22 years old.
Nice. And you're playing all the hits tonight.
We're gonna play all the hits. I'm going deep. I do the set list. I go deep. I go 2-3 songs deep. We make the people happy.
You know what's fun about the Billy Joel deep cuts is everybody knows them anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody knows.
All for Lane, you love it.
So, when I say the hits, just songs that we know, and you know, if you're a Billy Joel fan, you know all the songs.
Right. Back in the day when we cut a couple of songs and thought they were going to be big hits and they bombed on the road, we felt a little bad about it now. But now people, it's been so many years later, they know those songs that weren't popular because they went deep themselves.
Richie, thank you so much for coming on. It's great to speak to you again. Honor to have you on. Thanks for all the memories.
God bless you guys.
And looking forward to the Lords of 52nd Street tonight at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Still a few tickets left. We're linked up at ChazandAJ in the morning.com. Thank you, brother.
God bless. Bye.
You too. Thank you.